Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.B. Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Nadda yesterday held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices, highlighting the global position of the country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs. He stressed on the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. Global position of the country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs, he stressed on the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. The government has revised the composition of Niti Aayog. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has been included as an ex-officio member, along with Home Minister Amit Shah, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. A government notification said the special invitees are Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, MSME Minister Jitan Ram Machi, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, Food Processing Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister for Planning Rao Inderjit Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains the chairperson of Niti Aayog, while Suman Beri will continue to hold the vice president post. The full-time members are V.K. Saraswat, Professor Ramesh Chand, Dr. V.K. Paul and Anand Virmani. Member of Parliament S. Subbarajami yesterday called on the leaders of the Rengma Hoho at Jaminu Town. During the interaction, Jameer extended his gratitude to the gathering for electing him to the August 18th Lok Sabha. Acknowledging the weight of the responsibilities that came with the mandate, he assured that he would leave no stone unturned to ensure the preservation and protection of the Naga people's identity and way of life. Drawing attention to the demerits of an oppositionless government, Jameer lamented the aversion of the legislators to sit in the opposition bench and termed it as a tragedy to the common people of Nagaland and tantamount to the murder of representational democracy of the land. The MP also informed the Rengma leaders that the Congress Party has resolved to set up development monitoring committees at all levels of the party organization in the state, which would act as points of check and balances, ensuring accountability and optimum utilization of central funds meant for the development of the state. India's final contingent for the upcoming Paris Olympics has been approved by the Sports Ministry. The contingent will have 117 athletes, accompanied by 140 support staff and officials. The games will begin from the 26th of this month to the 11th of next month. Athletes makes up the biggest group in the contingent with 29 names, followed by shooting 21 and hockey 19. Table tennis will be represented by 8 players, while badminton will feature 7 competitors, including 2-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu. And there will be a restoration work on the sinking area at National Highway 29 near the airport junction from today till 25th of this month. Commissioner of Police Dimapur has issued traffic advisories for the safety and convenience of road users during the period. The advisory stated that a sinking portion near the airport junction would be sealed and closed off for repair. All vehicles proceeding towards Dimapur will only be allowed single-lane access from the airport junction in order to facilitate uninterrupted maintenance works at the sinking portion. All road users are advised not to overtake, park or stop along the stretch during the repair works. Further, commuters are advised to exercise extreme caution at night while travelling along the repair stretch. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.